The Lord opened this operation of daily manna, and he said, this is manna. It's yours if you learn to receive it every day. And so we started ministering that Wednesday. We'll come to find out, Tina, on Monday, you know, the prophets always get it first. I don't understand that. But on Monday, she wakes up, and she didn't even tell me this. She said, written across the wall, morning manna. And then manna in the morning. And she used to do services like that. And God was saying, this is coming back now. It's time for this to start again. And I preached the whole service, and she didn't say a word to me about it. Tina whispers, you know, I had an encounter on Monday. So Glenn, he sends me a text. He's listening online. He said something very remarkable. He said, you know, think about it. The children of Israel, all their life, for that last generation, because they were in Egypt 400 years, that final generation, all of their life, they never got anything free. Nothing was ever given to them while they were in Egypt. They had to work for everything. If they wanted food, they had to go sow a field for somebody else, and they got to glean part of that field for their own food. But everything they did was for somebody else. They lived under toil. They lived under labor. They lived under hardship, and they lived under bondage. And the first thing God does is takes them out of Egypt. He takes them right outside the Red Sea, closes the Egyptian army. And now God's ministering to about Egypt and the Red Sea to Mike over here. And then he starts talking about manna, and he's talking about the promised land, because God's doing something here. Because he wants to free us from the system of Egypt. So what's the first thing he does? Because they're all starting to get hungry. I mean, you got 3, 4, 5 million people out there that are hungry. Say hungry. And God marches them right out in the desert where there's no food and there's no water. So he does a forced dependency. He just immediately gets them in a situation they've never been in before. Now, they always work probably 12, 15, 16 hours a day or more. So they were able to eat, but they were always miserable because they were under bondage. So God takes them out there and says, now I'm going to freely, say freely, provide for you. Say freely. Every day, I'm going to rain manna down from you. Supernaturally, it's going to fall on the ground. Now, when I'm raining down, it's going to be enough for that one day. Not next week, not the week after, one day. Say one day. If you gather it, it's yours. If you don't, the worms, it'll rot. And they did in the first day. They did, and the worms came and said, the worms ate it all up. And Moses said, I told you to gather it. Then on Sunday, they'd gather twice enough on Saturday. So God would rain manna and provide for them freely. And you can imagine the concept of this for a minute. Imagine the concept of God freely giving them bread. And all their life, they never got one thing free. And God said, I'm going to freely, say freely, provide for you. Think about what their responsibility was in a desert. What was their responsibility? Follow the cloud by day, the fire by night. Eat what I give you and love God. That's all he wanted from them. And they could do none of that properly. Isn't it amazing how God can sometimes reduce our life to simplistic things, and we can't even do the simplistic thing? And then we want him to do the advanced. So he started talking about this manna, this operation of manna, as a daily operation. Go to Matthew 6. Pray to the Father, which is where? In secret. Now, and the Father which sees you in secret will what? Reward you openly. Now, the Father has to see you there. Now, the Father, well, God sees me everywhere, the eyes of the Lord to and fro. Yeah, but that's not what he said. He said, when the Father sees you in secret, he's got to see you there. That's where all prayer begins, by the way. What Bill Johnson said, he goes, listen, you start hanging out in the secret place and you get in front of the eye of God, he's going to start rewarding you. Openly, say openly. He said, the last thing we need to do, especially as ministers, is be ashamed of what God brings. He goes, sometimes the blessing of God gets on you so strong, he said, that you want to hide it from everybody. because some way people don't think ministers should be blessed, because the first thing they think of, oh, well, they must be taking everybody's money if they're going to be that blessed. When the fact is, it hardly ever comes from everybody's money. It comes from God. Amen? He said, the blessing of God, he said, he'll reward you openly. Everyone say, Father, you're a rewarder. Now, you can get rid of your religious clothing, because, listen, everybody in here likes to be rewarded. There's nobody I know that don't want to be rewarded, especially when God himself rewards you. That's what we're looking for. We don't want the reward of man. We don't want the glory of man. We don't want the reward of the world system. We want the rewarder, the Father himself. Amen? We want God. When God rewards you, rejoice in it. Amen? When God rewards you, so he started talking about this prayer. Now, he's been opening some different realms of operation in God. There's a lot of different ways that God bless you. A lot of people think God just bless you one way. God bless you in a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways. God, you can have a natural gift and be blessed, and God can give you favor with that gifting. You can have education, get into a realm of favor and be blessed with that. You can be blessed with the operation of understanding what's seed and what's bread, and be faithful to release what seed, and God can increase and multiply. But what we've been getting into lately is how to pray to the Father about kingdom. Amen. And now the kingdom of God is not just the world. There's three phases of the kingdom of God. People see the kingdom is just go to the lost, go to the lost. That's only one phase. The nations, the lost, the nations. That's one phase of the kingdom. Take the gospel of the kingdom to the nations. The second phase is the church. And the third phase is you and your generations, your sons, your daughters. You're just as part of the kingdom. Because if you're not a blessed person, how are you going to be a blessing in the earth? Amen? If I don't come to the place where the blessing of God rests upon me, then I'm in the liability column and not the asset column. God needs more assets in the kingdom. Amen? He needs somebody that understands how to believe him. And so he started teaching us how to believe him. And we've gotten into this a very heavy way about how to pray for very large things. Say large things. And believe you receive. Now, I was talking to Justin here the other day, and I was explaining to him the difference. I said, there's two different operations here of prayer that he describes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now, a lot of times when you're praying for something very large, it's going to require an incubation stage. Say incubation. That means like God's going to send you promise like he did Abraham, and you carry the promise, and then we're learning what to do with the promise. Abraham brought his promise in, Sarah brought it into the Father, and they received dunamis for conception. So when you have a promise and you're believing God for something large, it's going to take, you're going to have to have a promise. That promise needs to conceive. That's the second phase. That you carry it. Third phase is manifestation. So promise, conception, manifestation. Now, I'm not teaching that today. But that takes time. And it takes a bit of a learning experience how to operate. But God has something else for you, too. Everyone say something else. God never limits himself to one way. But the big stuff, I'm after the big stuff right now, and I'm loving it. Hallelujah. Because I have conceived. I got babies. How many have been in those services where you heard Paul going, he's a pretty good confirmation. Carlos went and dug that out. We were talking about having the promise conceive. And I mentioned Paul Yonggi Cho. He learned how to do this. He really couldn't teach it as well, but he knew how to do it. He wrote a book called The Fourth Dimension. Well, comes find out he has the largest single church in the world. It has 1 million people. 500,000 people come through his church every Sunday. They have 10 services with a building, 50,000 seats. How do you know? I've been there. I was there in the middle of a Sunday afternoon. I made like the fourth or fifth service, and the place was packed out. But Paul Yonggi Cho learned how to incubate with God. He learned how to not only have a word of promise, but how to get that promise into a conception phase and how to live with it. He called it babies. He goes, I got babies inside of me. I go to bed with babies. I wake up with babies. So we're in that operation. We're teaching that. But then God, in the middle of that, he opened something amazing. When he opened it Tuesday, the manna, say the daily manna. Because when you're certain things you're going to believe for God, it takes time. But then he has a daily operation. Say daily. That's why he said, give us this day. Say, give us this day. Our daily bread. He's speaking in terms of the Israelites that would get daily manna from heaven. It's an allocation that the Father allocates on your behalf every day. Whether you receive it or whether you don't, it's there. But you got to ask for it. So, well, it'll just fall on me. No, it won't fall on you. We talk about wisdom's house. He says, wisdom is building her house. She's shooing out her seven pillars. She's killed her beast. She's mingled her wine. She's furnished her table. She sends forth the clarion call, come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine. When it says killed the beast, that doesn't sound like anything. But if you understand what she's saying, she's prepared a banquet table for you. Say a banquet table. She set wine. She's got a prepared, you know, those real nice banquet tables you ever see of the rotisserie. She's already cooked it up for you. It's already been prepared. And she's sending forth a call. Come to my table. Come and eat. Say, come and eat. Come and drink of the wine that I've mingled. Blessed. Say, blessed is the man. Watching. Daily at my gate. Say, daily. Waiting at the post of my doors to come in. God prepares. And when I was in that realm on Tuesday, the Lord said, I prepare manna every day. If you don't receive today's manna, it's only good for that day. So there's no incubation required here. You ask for it and you move into a state of expectation. So I started doing this. So I come out in Anna's cars, and I've been driving her car this week, and I come out and she's got a flat right there in the garage. It's flat. I'm like, how did her car get flat? How am I going to explain that to her? So I said, well, just get fixed flat. Nothing. It came off the rim, so the fix a flat. I put a whole can in there, nothing. I jack up the car. I'm like, so I finally figure out how to get it off. I stick the donut on there. I'm driving around. I'm going to go up to Discount Tire. I'm going somewhere with all this. Trust me. And so there's two nails in there, and he looks at it. He goes, okay, it'll be an hour and a half. We'll fix this for you, an hour and a half. So I sit there for an hour and a half. I call Justin, and I'm answering some of his questions. And while I'm talking to Justin, the guy comes over there. He goes, oh, come over here, sir. We got a problem. I said, no, I don't want to hear about problems. This is Friday afternoon. You already had me up in an hour and a half. He goes, we can't fix this. I said, what do you mean? You just put one of those things in there, plug it up. He said, no, you got too much wear on the inside of the tire over here. You see the wear? And I'm like, it's got tread on it. In my younger days, I drive them bald. I said, that's got plenty of mileage on it. He goes, no, it's our store policy. He gets his little meter out. I'm like, I don't care about meter. I said, why are you telling me this an hour and a half ago? Because old man's wanting to get up now. He is wanting to come out. I said, I waited an hour and a half for you to tell me you cannot fix this flat. I said, I need to talk to the manager. He goes, you're going to have to get a new tire. We can't replace that. I'm like, And I'm over here. What happened to my daily manna, God? What happened to my favor today? And he says, but I'll tell you what, since you had to wait, I'll give you a good deal on the new tire. He goes, I happen to have one in stock. It's going to be $392. I'm like, what did they line them in gold or what? He goes, but I'm going to give you $100 off. I said, that's still $292 for a tire. I'm going to get at least some more mileage out of it. Because you know how we are. I want some more mileage. I didn't feel right about it. I just say, you know what? I think I'm just going to go. So I get up and I'm with the donut. Now it's approaching 6 o'clock in the afternoon. All of a sudden, I'm like, I'm telling God, I'm like, I prayed for manna today, Father. And this is what I get. He says, if you will calm down. I said, all right, Father, I prayed for manna today. Now I'm asking you to help me. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon because Anna's coming home tomorrow and she's not going to want to see a donut on her car. And I really don't want to just shell out $300 because all the other tires are like brand new. Some reason this one's got wear. And all of a sudden, this peace comes over me. And I see an image. He didn't go say, yeah, thus saith the Lord. I see an image pass through me. And this image was this tire place that I go by on my way to church. It's just an old tire place. A guy just set up a shop there. I see that image. That's all I saw. I said, well, I'm going to go over there. Well, at least he'll put the tire on for me. Because he ain't got all the rules and regulations. So my mind, I'm going to go take the old tire over there and I'm going to get more mileage of it. Because if I don't have to spend the $300, I'm not going to spend it right now. Because we're talking daily stuff here, right? So I come in there. He's just about to pull out. And I pull in. I said, hey. You don't want to close right now. It's Friday afternoon. You got something better to do? And I said, I do. I have better things to do. And I said, but I got a problem here with this tire. He looked at that. He goes, he didn't even look at my spare. He goes, you know what? I happen to have one of these. I said, yeah, these are very expensive. He goes, yeah, I know they're very expensive, but I've got one. And it's practically brand new. And he goes and digs out the corner. And there he pops out. I'm like, that is brand new. He goes, it's practically brand new. He says, how's $50 sound? I said, yeah. Now, I know that's not huge, but that's how daily manna works. I couldn't believe he had my same tire. This is a low profile tire. Very expensive. He only has one of them. I'm in blessing today, and you are the man. That's how daily manna works. Now listen, you're going to have to believe God when you're in prayer and ask him, because God knows what's going to happen in your day. And God can have you positioned in the right place, but you got to ask him. It's not just going to happen. You got to ask him. Because if you're not dependent on him, then you're dependent on you. And if you're dependent on you, you'll be shelling out $392 instead of $50. Amen. But if you'll ask him, you don't have to spend a lot of time to say, Father, I ask you today for the manna that you have provided for me. I believe I received this manna, and I'll stay in a state of expectation today for this manna. Because manna will come in the form of favor. It'll come in the form of provision. It'll come just like that. I'm like, what you got for me today? Because it's daily. Sometimes it's wisdom. Sometimes it's discernment. But the blessing of God, that's his daily operation. God likes to distribute, but you got to receive it from him. Amen? You got to believe that you receive. Now, Luke said something very interesting when he said the Lord's Prayer. He said, give us day by day our daily bread. Say day by day. If we'll get into a position, you don't have to confine God to one way. There's a lot of ways God will bless. There's highways. There's beginning ways. But that daily manna is what I'm tapping into that, and I'm tapping into asset transference. Asset transference takes a little time because you've got to incubate it. But, oh, it's awesome. I had no idea how gloriously fun it is to transact with a father. Because, boy, when you talk about transacting with a father on kingdom stuff, he will get all up in your heart because he comes with that transaction. It's amazing. But that takes a little time to develop because you got to get up in there with it. But daily manna is yours. Look at your neighbor and say it's yours. Because listen, if you do not collect your manna, it's done for that day. You're going to shell out things that you weren't required to shell out because you didn't spend enough time. Because if you jump out in your day without getting into manna for that day, you're leaving your manna on the ground and you're going out there in your day and you're not ready for that day. That's called dependency. I can get up and say, God, I can make it through this day without you. I know. But I don't want to make it through this day without you. I want to receive what you have for me today. I know you prepared a table before me. Right in the middle of my enemies, you prepare a table. I know you'll prepare it for me. Learn when you get in a situation, when you're praying for manna and you encounter a situation that day, stop and say, listen, I'll pray for manna. Show me how it's going to work. Now, I could have stood out there and said, now, Father, I believe I received $392 today. I believe I received it. I believe I received it. I could have stood out there and they would have closed and said, sir, you're going to have to go home. No. I'm waiting for my manna. That's not how it works. You got to follow. Pay attention to the images. Pay attention to the Spirit of God. I know why he said 50, because I prayed. Amen. Now imagine we start doing that every day. Like that, and God starts opening provisionary abundance on our life, provisionary situations, putting you right there at the right time, at the right moment, and you meet somebody. In sales, oh my God, if you're in sales, you can get up into the manna of God in sales, as God can get you position. Say position! But you gotta believe Him for it. Don't wake up and run out to the world. Wake up and run into God and get clothed and pray for the man and expect the man of God. Put the right person on the phone call this week. Put the right person this day. Get me in the right place at the right time. See, you're dependent on God, not just you. This is a daily operation designed for all of us. There's another one. Lead me not into temptation. Pray these things. They work. God will lead you around the enemy's devices. Because listen, there's daily manna, and then the enemy comes daily too. Delilah came at Samson day by day. It said day by day she came. Day by day, the harlot of the world system is coming day after day after day. There's a daily manna. There's the enemy that comes daily, and then there is a dying daily. Oh, I hear all the glory in now. Hallelujah. The shouting now. Hallelujah. Dying daily is not near as bad as you think it is. Be a good Christian and fall on your sword for me every day. That's not what he's talking about. He says, man, take up his cross and follow me. He said, you're going to follow me into the Father. You're going to have to deny your flesh. Because you're not going to want to just wake up and run to the Father. I have very few days I wake up and said, gee, I want to just go into the presence of God. Usually when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I got to do it. I got to climb the mountain. First thing I do is I surrender this body. I presented a living sacrifice. Every day the priest would take a sacrifice and they would lay it upon the altar day by day. So your body's got to be laid on the altar of God. Your flesh has to be laid on the altar of God. I present it so I can come into where he is. So I can enter into his peace. Oh, the peace of God and the rest of God right now is extraordinary. The glory and the love of the Father. Whoa, when we got into the lily's grace, wow. The things he's not saying this. See, when you hear die daily, I got to die daily. That's all you think about dying. You're not dying. You're living. Because you're only denying flesh, taking up your cross so you can follow him into peace and follow him in the Father, follow him in the love. Follow him in. See, the time you're spending with God is not wasted time. Start praying for daily manna. Come in with the Father. Get before him. And before you leave that prayer call, say, Father, grant me. You got to ask. He's asking because he's still reigning and out of heaven, by the way. But it's only coming to those who ask. The asking is like a foreshadowing of going to gather. If they leave it on the ground, it does them no good. If you leave it up in heaven, it ain't going to do you no good. You got to go and ask. But every day there's something good. Say goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. Even when something agitation like that come, God turned it around for good. I didn't tell you this, but that tire was causing a pull to the right because it had that tread worn. And when I hit the brakes, it would pull to the right. I couldn't get it fixed. I tried to get it. I had it aligned two or three times. It wouldn't fix. And when that new tire came in, it's just straight. He fixed the problem. So the flat actually became a solution to fix a greater problem. Amen? So you don't know. You just got to let God work all that out for you. I know there's a small thing, but God likes to get up into the detail of your life. If you let him. If you don't let him, you ain't going to get it. Your manna is going to rot. You lay it on the ground, it'll stink. By the end of the day, it worms bread and it starts stinking because they didn't gather it. You got to gather it. The way we gather manna now is we go to the Father and ask for it. You got to spend 30 minutes begging him. You just ask. Father, grant me today my daily bread. Everything you prepared for me, you've prepared a table before me. I don't know what this day holds, but grant me the favor and the manna and the provision that I'm going to need for this day. Leave me not in temptation. I receive this from you. If you encounter a situation, watch the manna operate. Pay attention when you get in a situation. Because if I didn't catch that image that passed through, I didn't hear a word. I saw the image. He just passed through, and I saw that tire shop that I passed by, and I just said, well, maybe he's open. And I wasn't even thinking that he had a tire. I was just thinking, we're just going to put this old one back on because I know I'll cut a deal with him. But see, if you're following, God's got it for you. Amen? He's going to take care of you. Daily manna is a beautiful thing. The Lord, when he designed this prayer, he just didn't come out and say, pray like this, a religious prayer. The Lord's prayer has every component in the kingdom. It has the intimacy with the Father, our Father which art in heaven. It has the position we pray in. It has the intimacy with the Father. It has kingdom transference, asset transference. It has daily manna. It has forgiveness, the release of trespasses. Lead me not in temptation. Keep me from the devil. I mean, it has everything. Amen. You got to ask. Because the big key, and I'll close with this, dependency. If you're not dependent until you can see what it does, you don't get dependent on it, then you depend on yourself. And you run out there and you leave the manna on the ground. Amen. I think we'll start out. And you know the joy of just seeing God do something like that for you? It's amazing because you know he did it. So I can't, what's going to happen today, tomorrow? I'm going to start getting up in the daily manna every day because God has something good for you. Here's a scripture for you. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth you with benefits. Say daily, load me, load me. But you got to get an expectation that he's going to load you today. So let's just pray today because I know most of you probably didn't pray for daily manna today, but you'll start praying tomorrow, right? Let's all stand up. Hallelujah. We're going to pray today. We're going to pray for tomorrow morning. Some of you even got to go to work today. And some of you are going to go to work tomorrow. We're going to pray for today and tomorrow. That's it. The rest is up to you. Hallelujah. We're going to cover today. Because we're in church, we'll cover tomorrow too. Hallelujah. You know what? The glorious thing about manna, it's enough. It's enough for that day. That's it. Yesterday's manna is not going to work for me today. Amen. It's fresh and it's new. And I believe when he opened that operation on Tuesday, I heard the Father was saying, and we're going to start opening that up here in corporately too. But I felt like the Father was saying that if you'll move into this arena, you're going to start seeing God move because we have to see the manifestation of God. And sometimes these larger faith projects take time and God has a solution in the daily manna while we're working on the bigger faith projects. Isn't that good? Any good? Any good? So, Father, we come today. We thank you for this glorious operation that you're birthing. Manna in the morning. Father, we thank you today as we come before you corporately as a body. We ask you today, Father, our Father, we ask you today to give us this day, and day by day, the manna that you have prepared for us, the manna of provision, favor, leadership of your spirit, strength, discernment, wisdom, divine appointments. Father, let the phone ring when it wasn't ringing before. Effectual open doors for this day. According to your word, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Everyone say, today I'm loaded with benefits. Today I'm loaded. Load me. Load me. And then when we receive the manna, Father, we receive the manna. We receive the favor. We receive the benefits. We receive the goodness and the mercy. Say goodness and mercy. And now following me around all the days of my life. All this day is filled with goodness. It's filled with mercy. It's filled with favor. It's filled. Load me. Load me. Load me. Now, how do you feel right now? Isn't that glorious? Now, if you do that every day, you get positioned to get out in your day. You're in an expectation that the Father's going to do something for you today. Now, if a trial shows up, work with it. And understand that God's got a solution to your trial. Amen? But stay in the spirit. Stay calm. Listen or watch for the images. Pay attention. Sometimes he'll speak it to you. Sometimes he'll just present it to you. And sometimes he'll present the image. You'll see an image. Follow it. And watch him move. Amen? Father, thank you for setting in motion this operation today. You set in motion daily manna today. Oh, glory to God. I want to say this before I close. Hallelujah. We've come out of Egypt now. We don't have to do things the way we did in Egypt. I mean, they couldn't even eat unless they went out and sowed somebody else's field. We can receive freely by the sparrow's provision. He doesn't even get to sow, reap, or lay up, and yet the Father's feeding them. As we're going towards our great promised land, God's going to give us daily manna. Amen. But we're moving also to a land of promise where God's going to give you lands, businesses you did not labor for. Houses and cities you're going to inherit that you did not build. Now, why did God do the manna? I'm closing. Maybe. Why did he release the manna? He was preparing them for the promised land. He said, listen, you've never received anything free in your life. You had to work for everything. So I'm going to teach you every day. I'm going to freely give your bread to you. Say freely. But what I'm really preparing you for is to freely give you cities, homes, olive yards, and vineyards, and wells to drink that you did not labor for. A land of promise. I'm going to give you a land. You said, you think the manna's something. Wait until you start seeing what I really want to give you. Isn't that glorious? But you can't receive the manna. How are you going to receive the other? So let the manna start building your faith. To go for the large, amen, the realm of the impossible. Oh, glory to God forever. Hallelujah. I'm going to get me some manna every day.